Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com. Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
Coming at you live from the heart of Lincoln, America, this is Old School, sponsored by the Mercado by Certified Piedmontese. Broadcasting veteran Derek Pearson.
When you find something that moves them, that makes them smile, celebrate it. That's your task. That's your superpower.
Nebraska Football Hall of Famer Jay Foreman.
Rifles a pass. It was tipped. It's picked off by Foreman. He's at the 15, 10, 5. He'll score!
On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
We're back. Jay Foreman, DP, Austin Norman, Old School. Brought to you by the Mercado Certified Piedmontese Special Ingredients and Butcher Shop, 84th and Havelock, 30th and Yankee Hill. I'm going to tell you this, man. The 4th of July is coming up. Stop over to the Mercado. Get you some serious meat. Fire up that grill. Don't worry about inclement weather. We battle right through that. Trust me. They're going to be lighting off fireworks pre-4th of July, 4th of July, and all the way through the weekend. So that means we're going to light up that grill as well. But we got breaking news before we get into the chicken and the egg. Somebody's going to get as much chicken and have as many eggs as he wants. Jason Tatum. He said, listen, I saw you broke everybody, Derek White. I got to get mine.
5 years, $314 million.
Listen, if you young players out there, 60, high school players, college players. Yeah, that's probably a little excessive.
A year.
It's a little excessive.
A year.
I wonder if there's a team option, but I will say this. For you college players, right, whether it's local players, whether it's guys wanting to aspire to go to college, whether it's football players, basketball players, women's basketball players, softball, whatever it is, it pays to win. It pays to win. And if you don't believe it, just Google the Boston Celtics payroll. Their five starters put them in the luxury tax. Five starters. Okay? And what you have to understand, and this is also, you'll get the benefit of the doubt at the pro level, that you almost have to run it back. It's like the owner's tax for winning. You saw all the time with Philly this year. You know, they're going to run it back with some guys they probably would have most likely moved on from last year. You're running it back. You're getting a lot, you know, you're getting paid for winning. So, you know, if you think you're going to be able to do it on yourself, by yourself, if you think you're going to, you know, be some sort of one man gang out there, it just will not work out for you.
No, this is winning by the numbers. Nobody's doing it by themselves. Ant-Man is probably as close, and he's got, it would do say you got 14 foot of Klingon hanging out with you.
Yeah.
Bomani Jones called it 14 feet or something else, but that you have to deal with, right? Yeah. That you can't deal with it that way. And so Tatum at 5 years, $314 million over the duration of this. And remember that Tatum is what, 4 years?
Five, yeah, 5 to 6 years, right?
Yeah, he's 45 a year, 50 a year.
Or Brown.
So, yeah. I mean, yeah. Brown. These numbers, I'm old, man.
Yeah,
I'm
crazy. Old.
I remember the conversation about the first guys getting a million.
Right, like, back when Jordan and, Barkley
like,
up there.
Like a million. Charles Barkley told a story. He said, listen, I lost 30 pounds for $2 million guaranteed contract.
Yeah.
Like, and not $2 million a year.
Yeah.
$2 million over 4 years. He's like, I lost 30 pounds.
Yeah, I mean, you could go back to the Lakers documentary where Magic Johnson was holding out for a couple hundred extra thousand, you know, whether, you know, 4 or 5 year deal. But, you know, look, congratulations to Tatum. Hey, man, listen, if they're willing to pay it, you go ahead and take it. Because there will be a time that they will hesitate to pay you. But
that's Klay Thompson.
Right. That's Klay's fault. He could have got 2 years, $48 million before the season. You bet on yourself. Didn't work out as well. Then he had to go 3 years, $50 million in Dallas.
But he got out of a place that didn't respect him. There, I keep saying this, there is a part of this that I may have more respect for Klay than I do a lot of the other free agents. Because Klay said, you know what?
How do you think they didn't respect him?
It's not much. Well, what I've done for you.
You got paid for it.
You couldn't pay him for all the stuff that he did to keep things together when things were shaky and when things weren't positive. Steph is not that dude all the time. Draymond is that dude, but there is a penalty that comes with being led by Draymond Green.
Right, but Klay was there. Klay got kind of compensated. He signed 4 years, 140. Two of them he was hurt. So essentially the 2 years he played, you got $70 million. He got taken care of.
What was that run that Golden State went on? What was that worth? Because it wouldn't happen without him.
Oh, there's no. I'm not saying they wouldn't have won without him. I'm not saying that they probably could have gave him a golden pair. If there's any, I will say this: if there's anybody that deserved the benefit of the doubt to come back at, even say, listen, you turn this down, we love you so much, I'm going to give you the same contract, even though you're getting less.
Yeah,
all right.
I get like because with Tatum and Brown, they're getting championship money.
Right.
And then there will come a time when they are not playing championship ball.
There he is. That thing is sweet. That Impala.
Yeah, baby.
Impala. We're going to holler.
Yeah. You want to know what it was worth? 2009, Warriors franchise valued at $315 million. This year, $8.2 billion.
Like I said.
That's how much it's
worth. Like I said, just at some point, bad leadership takes over. And you get into the peripheral things rather than the most important thing, which is having good people in your organization who are going to really ride for the organization. Because he had opportunities to leave before this and didn't. So take care of your people is what I would.
I could understand that, but it's also when Bob Myers leaves is because he didn't want to make that decision with Klay. That's part of the reason why he left. Mm-hmm. Now, Mike Dunleavy takes over, and he wants to make his mark, you know. So I just think it's one of those things. I mean, I think if they brought him back, I could see why. I don't know Klay, but I know when you're a champion, even if they're paying you a certain amount, he wouldn't want a reduced role. I think he was going to Dallas for a bigger role. That's probably more the disrespect versus all the money that they paid him.
Yeah, I mean,
driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com. Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Because in his mind, he doesn't really see the upside of Andrew Wiggins to the point that, or Kuminga's to the point, because they're not consistent enough.
You would have won your chips without them. You would not have won it without him.
Right, but at some point in time, Dak is done. He's got 4 years, 140.
I think of all the organizations that were terrible when Golden State was terrible. How many of them did not have a Golden State championship run? How many organizations in the NBA, 26 of them have not won a title? 24 of them have not made it to the finals? 16 of them haven't made the playoffs since in right. this run.
But
to get in that elite space, I went through this in Washington and listened to people talk down how they would get rid of talented players. And right. I went, just be careful. It never adds up.
Oh, it doesn't add up.
It never adds up to getting rid of people who got you to a thing that not everybody gets to. Like, if you had said to me that 94, 95, 96, 97, and 98 run here, whatever you were doing there, fight to keep all of that together. Think of Everett Gray and UNLV, that when that group leaves, it's not coming back.
Right.
You might get lucky and beat Duke, and it evolves again. It may be North Carolina. It doesn't always happen. Georgia, Alabama is like, they looking over the fence. Like, what is that? Clemson, you got there. Whatever Dabo got to do that, cool. But yeah. are they guaranteed to be in the Final Four again?
No, but I mean, everybody has a run. We had our run. We lost our mojo. We're trying to get it back. I think the one, I'll leave you with this. Michael Jordan did not end his career with the Bulls.
True.
So, I mean, Peyton Manning either. Brett Favre. Listen, you are a product. You are a dispensable piece of meat. I would like to see Klay end his career there, but I think I think you're going to see the better version of Klay this year.
Yeah.
And you wouldn't have seen it in Golden State. So I think I would like to see him go back, but I'd like to see him go somewhere. I would like to see him go to the Lakers though, because of his connection with his dad.
Yeah. And it's a different burden for him in Dallas.
Oh, you're going to get the more efficient. You're going to get a better version of Klay.
Yeah.
You're going to get a hyper focused. He doesn't have to worry about. The thing is, you're going to get the best 2 years out of him because it's a 2 years plus a player option.
The player option off, so it's straight three now.
Okay, so it's three.
This is
you're going to get the best of him.
This is the Boston Celtics Ray Allen 2 years. This is what that is.
Well, you're just going to get a better version because he's not looking over his shoulder.
Yeah.
And that's what you want. And every run comes to an end, man. I mean, it sucks because you got guys in there. And this is probably more of a leadership thing, and this is nothing against Mike Dunleavy. It's hard for guys that take over at those positions they fight it so much to continue to do the same thing. Because you have to do something, because you got to do something else.
And they're still getting even for playing days.
You know, I mean, you're
okay.
Because when you're in that position, you want to get some credit. So if he continues on with the same guys and they lose, then it's your fault. If you win, it's not, you don't get any credit because it was already done before, because everybody's like, well, Steve Kerr kind of does everything and you're just riding off his coattails. So that's why they make these decisions versus coming in and not changing the wholesaling and getting rid of a guy that's a great locker room guy. I would have probably liked to see those three split up at the same time, whether it's Draymond going somewhere, Klay going somewhere, Steph is not going anywhere. It sucks that one leaves before the other two.
On that point, are you surprised it's Klay out the door before Draymond?
I am completely surprised.
100%.
And I think that's a bigger thing why he left.
Because they
gave Draymond the new deal last year.
That was the disrespect.
And that's probably more of the thing than anything.
That was the disrespect. That we speak of.
The good soldier.
Yeah, I did everything right. I did everything you asked. I did it the way you asked for it to be done. And you gave money to that dude.
How much do the injuries play into it? Because my guess is that Golden State's going to view the previous contract they gave Klay to rehab through half of it as the legacy contract, whereas Klay is viewing this next one as that.
Well, it depends on who you ask.
Yeah.
Because there's a price. Yeah. There's a price tag on taking away from your individual accolades for his whole career, being essentially third fiddle. I mean, Klay was a second leading scorer, but Draymond was the number two, because he was the point forward. The point forward.
Yeah.
And then, you know, like DP said, you got to get in the locker room. You got to try to hold your head above water after Draymond knocked out Poole. Now, probably Poole deserved it. No, I mean, seriously.
Well, but I mean, that highlights the whole thing, is that one of the three punched one dude in the face, threatened another guy, been suspended more than...
Ran KD off.
Right. Like, yeah. It just... And you gave him, but you won't give me.
He choked my man Rudy Gobert, though.
Well, you know, I
he did have again, him in a real, again, was a real naked chokehold. He had him there, though. Remember, he had him doing it. He like it was a little schoolyard fight. He was squeezing. He had him in the sleeper hole. He looked like Greg the Hammer on Valentine.
On national TV, no less.
Come here. All you had to do was give him a little nuggy on the top of his head. I mean, it's just, look, it's part of sports. It sucks. It's unfortunate. And there's a lot of money going around. And I keep telling the same thing. And I told Nuri this. There's no reason for you to ask why they made a decision, because you'll never know.
Yeah.
Clay knows, and he feels his way. And you know what? If you got into a sports, like, you know, law or whatever, or sports, you know, trial, Clay would win every time.
Yeah.
Because his factual evidence is all more good than bad. And I'm sure Draymond does a lot of good stuff, but when you're thinking of somebody that maybe needs or deserves or whatever, and because if you're not going to keep Draymond the next 2 years, you need to get rid of him right now. Yeah. If you move Draymond in another year or two, Klay Thompson might never come back to Golden State.
Like, he'll never visit.
Yeah.
Not for anniversary, reunion, none of that.
It'll be a long time. Hopefully, I mean, he'll do well and stuff like that, but it's a lot of stuff going on. We didn't get to the chicken and the egg yet, but we're going to take a quick break now, then we'll jump into it, then we'll get back on track. Jay Foreman, DP Austin, we'll be right back.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.